Hi guys, my name is Ashley and today I will host Wake Up with WFAB. And today we'll talk about how to actually control your narrative and stop regretting and take your shot. So guys, I want you to remember one thing, okay? So remember that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, okay? You miss 100% of the shot you don't take. So I'm gonna share with you a story that happens, like that just happened yesterday with me. Yesterday I was at like a tech. I was talking with my laser tech and she was talking to me about her story, how she became an entrepreneur and what she did to be there. So this is really an example of the shot that she took for her to actually be successful right now. So she started like a few years. It's been like really like maybe 6-7 years that she started it. But at the beginning, she was studying at law because her parents wanted her to be a lawyer. You know, sometimes I don't know if you can relate, but immigrant parents, they want the title, they want the like the fancy jobs and everything. And she didn't want to be a lawyer, but she wanted to be like someone like an esthetician, someone like with helping people with their face, with their body, with their skin and everything. But her parents didn't want her to do that. So one day she just decided to just jump. She told me she didn't have the mindset. She didn't have any money. She was in debt. She had no experience in all of like this area, like the aesthetics, but she wanted to do it because her heart told her to do it. So she jumped, even though her parents didn't want her to do it, even though like her friends told her that it's not gonna work, she just jumped. She wasn't dead, guys, just to let you know. She didn't have no experience, nothing. And after 6 months, she became a six-figure earner in her business. So imagine she didn't take that shot that told her, you can do it. Believe in yourself. In 6 months, she became a six-figure earner because she did what her heart told her to do. So I want you to remember that you miss 100% of the shot you don't take. This is an example, right? So of course, if you guys started a business, now you're really happy that you're starting this business, right? But imagine you didn't start that business. You would be at the same place with the same job, with the same friends, with the same people around you, right? But now you're in a different type of room with people who are like-minded, people who are here to push you, people who are positive. So everything starts with the action and everything starts with the risk that you're taking. So I want you to stop regretting and start taking your shots. So what are the things that are going to block you from taking your shot? I'm going to tell you right now. Number one, being too cheap. Remember the old saying you get to spend money to make money. You got to spend money to make money. So if you're being too cheap, you're not going to see opportunities. You're just going to see obstacles. So you have to invest in yourself. It is important, guys, to invest in yourself because if you're not even doing that, you're not going to see the results that you want. So being too cheap is something that's going to block you from taking your shot. And it's something that's going to make you regret in the long run. Maybe in 30 years, you're going to be like, oh, I remember like when I was 20 years old, I should have spent this money for this and right. But being too cheap is not good for you. So you have to learn how to invest in yourself and see the value in things in the long run, not in the short run, because short happiness is nothing. The long run of happiness is the best, okay? So the one thing that's going to block you from taking your shot is being too cheap. So you have to learn how to spend money to make money. Number two, let the wrong people have influence on you. And you guys know it. I'm not saying this over and over again. You guys know this. Like the wrong people has, like just like, I want you to understand that the wrong people has their own agenda. The wrong people is interested in gaining your favor by being a yes person, a yes man, rather than offering you objective advices. The wrong person is jealous of your success and secretly want to see you fail. The wrong person may also be your loved one, maybe your family, maybe someone around you that doesn't have access to all of the things that you have right now. So just remember that maybe even though it's someone you know for a long time, it doesn't mean that you have to take their suggestion, their opinions, okay? So you have to understand that you have to stop letting the wrong people have influence on you because they don't have the same goal as you. They don't have the same vision as you. And sometimes they don't want to see you win more than them. So you have to really know who are the reals and who are not, who are here to actually give you the right advices. You know, the person who tells you the things you don't want to hear, but you actually need, those are the people you need to be with. Not the people who are always clapping for you. Oh, you're going to McDonald's? Nice. Or not going to the gym? No worries. Or you're not doing self-development? Girls, no worries. You can do tomorrow. No, you have to be with the person who's telling you, hey, you didn't read your book? You didn't went to the gym this week? Oh, you're going against McDonald's? Girl, stop. Like, those are the people you want to be with. Not the people who are letting you do every single thing that you want. No. Be with people who are self-disciplined and want the best for you. I'm just going to drink. So letting the wrong people have influence of you is something that's going to block you from taking your shots, because you're going to be influenced by them and you're not going to be like, you're not going to be bold. You're not going to take that risk because they're going to tell you that it's not a good thing. So stop doing this. Another thing that's going to block you is refusing to adapt, because if you cannot adapt, you're going to fail quickly. Everything is moving. You need to be ahead. You need to be like with the trends. Social media, like the technology, like the news, you have to be ahead. You have to adapt yourself. So if you're always being in the late years, whatever, like if you're not like adapting, you're not gonna be able to actually be ahead. So adapt is gonna help you. Then over comparing yourself with others. This is something that everyone deals with. Because sometimes you're like, not everyone is clapping for you. You're feeling like maybe like intimidated by other people and everything. But no, guys, you have to stop comparing your day one with the day 300 of someone else. And what's wrong when you obsess with someone else, when you obsess with your competitor, when you're obsessing with maybe your business partners, maybe with your mentor? You know what is going on? You're not focusing on your strategy. You're not focusing on your goals. You're not focusing on being objective. You're focusing on someone else, but you have to remember to focus on you. You're living for you, not for others. You're not even living to compare yourself. You're living for you to be proud of yourself. This is the difference. So stop over comparing yourself with others, because at the end of the day, you don't know what's going on with the other person. You don't even know what is going on. So why are you comparing yourself? Just focus on you, focus on your strategy, focus on your next move. Focus on your next move. You have to know what you're doing next. If you don't know what you're doing next, it's because you're not focused enough on your goals, on your strategy, and on you. And this is from the book, by the way, Your Next Five Move, from like Patrick Bet-David. I suggest you guys to actually read this book. It's so freaking good. This is one of the best books that I ever read Think and Grow Rich. After Think and Grow Rich, this is the second book that I love the most. So it's going to help you out. So I got you guys. So just to let you know, do a brief recap. The thing that's going to block you from taking your shot, number one, being too cheap. Remember the old saying, you got to spend money to make money. Two, letting the wrong people influence you. Three, refusing to adapt. Four, over comparing yourself with others. So now I'm going to tell you how to actually stay hungry and be paranoid about your goals, about yourself, about about everything, your purpose. So you have to remember how to stay hungry with your goals, with your purpose, is that every day is urgent. You have to put urgency every single day. Because if you're not hungry enough, let me tell you something. Someone else is hungrier than you. Someone else is going to be more hungry than you. And you don't want to compete with those people. You don't want to compete at the people who are more hungry than you, because you know what? They're not smarter. They're not more skilled. But they will outwork you because they are obsessed. That's the difference. You can have someone with an IQ like that is really smart, but don't take action. Or you can have someone that is stupid and take the more action, so it's going to win. Because those are the action, like the action is over like the... like your intelligence. So you have to, number one, be hungry, be obsessed. Because if you don't want it bad, if you don't want it that bad, and you don't have it figured out, let me tell you something, someone else will have it figured out for you. If you don't have a plan, someone's gonna plan something for you. You know why? Because if you're not planning on building your own business, let me tell you that someone else will plan you to build their own business. So you have to be obsessed. So you have to remember that you are your own enemy, and you waste precious time dreaming about the future instead of engaging in the present. You're wasting precious time dreaming of the future instead of engaging in the present. So when you're obsessed, okay, it's gonna lead you to curiosity. Because when you're really obsessed with something, you're curious, you wanna know everything, right? I don't know for you, but me, I'm like this. Like when I'm obsessed about my business, I wanna know everything about business. I wanna learn everything. I wanna apply everything. And then curiosity leads to solution. Okay, how can I resolve this problem? How can I be this? How can I do this? And solution leads to action. And then action leads to results. So you need to be obsessed with what you're doing. Because I'm going to tell you, there's someone maybe who didn't start that is going to be more obsessed than you, that's going to outwork you, and you're going to be mad. You're going to be mad that you didn't take the action first because that person outworked you. So you have to stay paranoid. You have to stay hungry. So what I'm going to tell you right now is how you can actually control your narrative, your own story, your life, how to actually control your life, because everything starts with the narrative that you're putting into yourself, the narrative that you have in your head about your life, about your future, about yourself, okay? So I want you to know that the story we tell ourselves can shape our identities, aspiration, and experience, and set the parameters for what we can achieve. So the story that we tell ourselves, like, determine our goals, determine where we're going. So all of the narrative that we have can actually have a bad effect on our lives as well. So if your narrative is overly, like, influenced by external forces, such as, like, the opinions of someone else, the society, the pressure, well, your bug's going to be limited, okay? So you have to tell yourself that you have to be against that. You have to be like against all of the external forces, and you have to focus on you. So you may tell yourself that your odds are against, like, you can tell, like, oh my God, the life is against me. It's not working out. I'm not going to be good enough. Like, I'm not going to run for a promotion in my job, because you may think you're not qualified, but no. It's not that you're not qualified, it's what you're thinking of yourself, the narrative that you're putting into your head that is making you unqualified, because you're not going to show up as you should, because you have this narrative in your head that you're not qualified enough. So if you're telling yourself that you're not qualified, you're not going to be qualified, because you're not going to put as much work as if you think that you're qualified. I don't know if you understand, guys, but instead of always being in the negative, like, mindset, you have to be in the positive mindset, and you have to do the switch. At the beginning, it's tough, but as you do it, you're gonna be used to it. So for another example, you may instead of, like, making a career change, if you're, like, maybe, like, in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you may say, oh, I'm too old, I cannot change my career, I'm too old. But no, this is what you're telling yourself. And there's people in their 50s, guys, they are changing careers and they're making more money because they change careers. But if you're telling yourself, no, I'm too old, I cannot change career, whatever, you're not going to change it, and you're going to stay in the same position. And this is because what are your thoughts in your head? So you have to take the responsibility to actually change it. So take the responsibility to actually disrupt the negative stories and craft better ones. And everything's going to start with this. So the first step to actually change your negative, like, effect, your narrative, and control your negative, control your narrative to actually change your life is, number one, develop awareness of the narrative that runs in the background of your life. So you have to be aware of your story. What is your story of your life? Are you someone who's always winning, or are you someone who's always lacking? Are you someone who's having the result that you want? Or are you someone who's always mad? Like, I don't know, guys, but you have to know and be aware of the narrative that runs in your background. Like me, I know since I'm a kid, okay, personally, I know that I was like a queen. I know that my narrative was I'm a princess. I'm gonna do whatever I want to. I'm gonna like be my own boss. Like since I'm 5 years old, this is what runs in my head. I'm like, I'm gonna be on TV. I don't care about what you're saying about me. I'm gonna do it. Like since I'm 5 years old, I'm like this. So throughout our, like since I grew up, I always have this narrative. So I was acting as that person. I was putting myself in those opportunities to be in front, those opportunities to be my own boss, those opportunities to be this woman with posture. So you have to be aware of your story. So the goal is to stop like playing the script that you are like becoming. You have to stop like your script right now and just rewrite it, redo it. Okay. So I'm just going to read something. Exactly. So number two, you have to create a clear vision of the story you want to live out. Know where you're going before you get started. A vision is a projection of yourself into the future. Unlike a goal, a vision doesn't have a clear line, doesn't have a clear finish line. A vision is big, bold, and audacious. So if you're not scared of your goals, it's that it is not big enough. You have to put this as like this. Your goal, your vision is not something that you're going to write and just like script. Like it's not something that you're going to do like in your to-do list. It's not something that's going to remove from your to-do list. A vision, a big goal is something that is always progressing, always, always, always. So know where you're going before you get started. Because if you don't have a clear vision of where you're going, you're going to go nowhere. You're going to stay in the same place, same circle. So if you want to control your narrative, you have to know where you're going. Number three is that you have to focus on what is in your control. Focus on what is in your control, because sometimes we cannot control our lives, but you can control something, and it's you. If something is happening and you don't have the control, don't focus on this. Focus on something you have control, and it's you, your actions. So if you're striving for greatness, you're going to face challenges and setbacks, just to let you know. So if you really want to be successful, I'm telling you, life is gonna test you. Life is gonna test you a lot. I am telling you, when you're more money, more problems, like we said, more success, more problems, but everything depends on how you take it. Are you going to react, or are you going to respond to those? So focus on what you can control. Control you. So when you do so, focus on your thoughts, your action, your attitude, your effort, which are under your command. Are you like aware of like how are you acting? If someone is screaming at you, are you going to scream back? If someone is like telling you that you're not a good person, are you going to feel offended? Those are all of the things you have to know. Are you aware that how you control yourself? Do you know how you control like your thoughts, your emotion? So you have to learn how to respond and not react. This is something that I learned this year. And thank God I learned this, because I could have like screamed at everyone, be mad at everyone, and I just responded and I was calm. So you have to focus on what you can control. So four, when you rewrite your narrative, believe in your emotion, mental, and physical abilities. When you rewrite your narrative, believe in your emotion, mental, and physical abilities. Don't just tell yourself to trust yourself. Like, it's not going to work. If you're telling yourself, okay, I trust myself, it's going to work. No, it's not, because you must take the progressive risk-taking behaviors. You must do what you said you're going to do. So you must believe in your emotion, in your mental, and in your physical abilities. So you really have to like watch your goal, your vision, and be like, I can do this, but I'm going to do this. You want to really like control your narrative. You have to know that you're going to do it. You don't just have to know that it's going to be done. You have to know that you're going to take those action. So for example, me, what I'm doing when I'm taking, like I'm doing a game plan with myself or doing this and this and that, and I'm thinking about my future, my goals in 5 years, in 1 year, in 10 years, what I'm doing is that I'm writing my goals. on a piece of paper. And then on the other piece of paper, what I'm doing is that I'm writing the action to do this, to accomplish that goal. So this is something different, because you can say, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to do this, I'm going to have 5 kids, I'm going to have this and this and that. But if you don't know what you're going to do to get there, it's not going to happen. You're just going to think of it, but you're not going to know what to do to get there. You're not going to be prepared. So you have to know, okay, so if I really want to be a millionaire, or if I really want to, you know, have a successful business, what should I do? Okay, I need to work on my mindset. Okay, I'm going to buy a book. Number one, buy a book. Number two, okay, so if I really want to have like this amount of money per month, I need to reach out to those amount of customers. Okay, so I need to reach out to 100 customers per day. Boom. Okay, if I want to have, I don't know, like this, like guys, you have to really know it like by heart. You have to know what you're supposed to do to actually take control of your future. Because if you don't know, you're going to do nothing. If you're lost, you're just going to do the things that you're used to do every single day. Just waking up, brushing your teeth, going to bed, taking your kids maybe to school, going back home, scrolling on Instagram, doing this, working 9 to 5, getting back home, doing the supper, and then going to sleep. No. Or studying, whatever it is. No, you have to know what you're supposed to do. So if you know that you're supposed to read a book, during the day, you're going to read a book. If you know that you're supposed to text people, during the day, you're going to take the action. So the action is going to make you have the results. But you have to really believe in it and write it. And number five is listen selectively. It's like kind of the first thing that I was talking about like not letting the wrong people have influence over you. But now it's different. You have to listen selectively while operating on your personal compass, while working on your personal goals. You don't have to stop the criticisms or like of the voice of other people's. Some, if you're getting criticisms, sometimes it's not bad criticism, sometimes it is good. So you have to listen selectively and be like, okay, this person told me this. Is it true or not? Like, am I like, oh, I need to like improve on this. I need to do this. I need to do that. So you have to listen selectively of what you want to hear, of what is going to actually help you. Because if you block every single criticism, you're not going to evolve. You have to know what you like on it. You have to really like be aware of like the comments. I'm not saying to you to actually believe in every single comment. I'm not telling you this. I'm just telling you that you have to really be aware and just don't block every single thing thinking that it's negative. Sometimes it is not negative. It's someone who want to help you. Like I told you at the beginning, if someone is telling you, oh my God, you're not going to the gym again, like you're slacking. Well, maybe you're really slacking because you're supposed to go to the gym. And don't be like, oh, that person is negative. No, that person is not negative. That person wants the best for you. Right? So those are the things that is going to help you write your narrative. So I'm just going to re-say it. So number one, what's going to help you is develop awareness of the negative that runs in the background of your life. So if, like I told you guys, if your narrative is that you're not successful, you're not good in school, you're not maybe a good parent, stop this. You are a good parent. You are good in school. And let me tell you a story about this, because I'm going to tell you a story. Like I never told this one, but when I was in high school, I was like, I don't know if you know the TV show Ugly Betty, but I was the Ugly Betty. I had some braces. I had the glasses. I was, like a nerd. Okay. And I don't know why, but some people were like intimidating me. Like I was like bullying, like I was being bullied. So like everyone was saying like, oh my God, Ashley, you're so stupid. You're so dumb. You know, like those things, you know, kids are really like, they are really like savage. Okay. So like during all of my like high school year one, year two, year three, like I was being bullied. Because people were like, oh my God, you're a nerd, you're this, and you're really dumb, whatever it is. So in my head, I was like, oh my God, am I really dumb? Like since like for the first 3 years, and after the 3 years, I was like, no, you know what? I'm freaking smart. If they are telling me that I'm dumb, I'm so smart that they don't even understand how smart I am. So I created that narrative in my head that I was the smartest in the room, the more popular and everything. So guess what happened? I actually was one of the smartest of the class. I was in the class advanced. And I was actually the last year, I was like even selected for the queen of the party at the end of the high school. Like I was popular. I was like having the best notes. And yeah, so when someone is telling you something, don't think it's true. You have to create your own narrative. So everyone was calling me dumb. I was like, no, I'm freaking smart. I'm one of the smartest in the room. Guess what? I was one of the smartest in the room because I created that. So really, guys, you have to be aware. And then the second thing is create a clear vision of the story you want to live out. Okay. So you have to know where you're going before you get started. So when you're gonna be done with this call, you have to be like, okay, Ashley told me to create a narrative for me. So what you're gonna do, guys, what you should do, right, instead, is that you need to just be by yourself in a place and be like, write who you wanna be, where you wanna be, and with who you wanna be. And how do you look? How do you talk? How are you? So this is gonna be number one. This is gonna program on the woman or the man that you want to be. And after that, you have to be clear on what the action you're going to take to be that person. So I remember I did that last year. I was like, Ashley, you're going to be a woman of posture, standard, going to this and this and that. You're going to walk in the room. Everyone's going to watch. You're going to look good every single day, going to feel good every single day. So I wrote who I wanted to be, where I wanted to be, and like how I will act. And after I wrote the action that's going to help me achieve that, that's going to help me become that woman of my dream. So in order for me to become the woman of my dream, I need to do what? Get out of my comfort zone, talk to more people, be more loud, have more confidence. So how am I going to have more confidence? Well, giving me affirmation every single day, telling myself that I'm beautiful, that I'm smart, writing on a piece of paper, doing visualization. Everything is going to help you, but you need to create a clear vision of the story you want to live out. Then three, focus on what is in your control. Like I told you, if you don't have control over something, well, focus on you and your action and your attitude, and then you're gonna see how you're gonna be aware to control the story that's gonna happen in the situation. Four, rewrite your narrative, believe in your emotion, mental, and physical abilities. And five, listen selectively to what people are actually saying. So don't block every single criticism, but think of it and just be like, okay, is it really something I need to work on? Because in order to elevate yourself, in order to actually be the best version of yourself, you have to know what you lack on. You have to learn how to listen to others and stop talking and stop saying that everyone wants bad thing for you. No, people want good, the good, people want the best for you, but you have to know who wants the best for you. You have to know who wants the best for you, because guys, I'm telling you, a lot of people around you want the best for you, but not when you're best than them. A lot of people around you want the best for you, but not when you're outworking them. So you really have to be selective. Okay. And yes, so that was the podcast of today. That was really a quick podcast, but I hope you guys took notes. I hope you guys are going to take action on it. I hope you guys are going to write the piece of paper and just actually write the action that you're supposed to do. But that was the stop regretting and take your shot. What is going to help you control your narrative with Ashley? You can actually follow me on Instagram, ash.dolls. I'll be more than happy to help you out. So see you on the next podcast, guys. And yeah, that was Ashley.